This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. With AFN, Elders and Youth, and the 50th anniversary of Angst and Nearing, it's important to think of some of the people instrumental in their formation. KMBA's Kishona Noda speaks with Willie Hensley about his memoir, Land Claims, and some of the legacies he's helped shape.
Willie Hensley played a pivotal role in the formation of the Alaska Federation of Natives and the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA, but I feel like I really came to know him through his memoir. 50 Miles from Tomorrow is one of the few memoirs written by an Inupiaq. As a young writer hungry for examples of fellow Alaska Native voices, I read Hensley's memoir with enthusiasm. Hensley speaks about the book.
Writing is not my living. I've done a lot of different things that I wasn't qualified to do, you know, and so... if I ever get focused, I can write, and I enjoyed the process. I never had writer's block or anything like that. I mean, there's a world of stuff out there to be written yet, you know, about our experience.
Although Hensley is humble about his writing, the truth is his prose largely defined Alaska Native land claims. In 1966, Hensley wrote a paper titled, What Rights to Land Have the Alaska Native? The Primary Issue. The paper was circulated and led to a greater understanding of what was at stake. It emboldened a generation and helped achieve the largest land settlement in Native American history. Hensley explains what the paper meant.
You have to have more than the ability to just stand up and claim something. You have to be able to back it up. Mm-hmm. And I think... that's why, in a sense, that little paper I wrote had an impact, is because it gave me the tools to stand up and debate with college graduates and law school graduates and not make myself look like a fool, right? and it was a source of information that others could use as well when they're trying to make their argument, right? Because there was a lot of opposition, you know, and it was a very stressful time.
For most Americans, Hensley's life can be hard to imagine. He went from speaking Inupiaq as his first language while hunting, fishing, and trapping, to leading on the national stage. Hensley and other Indigenous leaders used the very same language and system that was forced upon us to help achieve a landmark victory. Yet, with that victory came complications. Hensley would be the first to note that ANCSA was not a perfect settlement. In fact, a lot remains to be done. He shares some words of wisdom for people thinking about going into policy or writing.
I basically have gone through life really not having, a particular, vocation. You know, I'm not a pilot, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a this, I'm not a that. I think one of the things that a lot of us in my generation did was to figure out, well, we could do whatever it takes, right? I mean, you pick it up and you do it.
50 Miles from Tomorrow connects a divide that's important to understand. It brings the past to present, it connects land claims to context, and perhaps most importantly, it gives an accurate window into Hensley's life. He reads from the memoir. It's a section that brings everything back to its roots, is inspirational, and sums up the importance that we, as Alaska Native people, tell our own stories.
And I began to realize that someday, somewhere, somebody was going to try to tell my story, and through it, our story. So, ultimately, I decided I might as well try to do it myself. The Inupiaq sense of propriety includes a strong taboo against blowing your own horn. I didn't want my own people to think that I was trying to elevate myself. We all know that in life it takes many people to create success. So when I made up my mind to do my best to shine some light on the Arctic and the story of a people most Americans barely know exist, I didn't hesitate. I immediately called my relatives to let them know that I hadn't what I had in mind, so they wouldn't be surprised. They unanimously encouraged me. The writing itself has been an odyssey. Along the way, I've learned much about myself, my family, and our people.
Hensley reads on, and I find myself more and more immersed. The history and power is palpable. Eventually, I turn the recorder off when Hensley hands his book back. He smiles and tells me he'd like to see the memoir translated into Inupiaq. I think about that, reminded of the book's Inupiaq glossary and all the words he uses throughout the work. There's even a pronunciation guide. I recalled my first time reading the memoir and how I naturally learned part of our shared native language. Then I realized Hensley is still fighting for us. In Anchorage, I'm Koshona Nota.
This story was produced in part through a partnership with First Alaskans Institute and Quantic Broadcast Corporation. Willie Hensley serves on the First Alaskans Institute Board of Trustees and previously served on the board for Quantic Broadcast Corporation. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.